慢。
首先欢迎大家来参加今天早上的聚会。
First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone to this morning service.
愿神按照他的应许来祝福给大家。
And may the Lord bless us according to his promises.
那我们今天来谈活泼的盼望。
And today we'd like to talk about a living hope.
那第一个我们将谈盼望的重要性。
And first we'd like to talk about the importance of hope.
那第二个来谈盼望在于神。
And then secondly, we'd like to talk about hope is with God.
第三个来谈没有盼望的人生将是怎么样的一个人生。
And thirdly, we'd like to talk about what is a life of hope.
第四个来谈这个短暂的盼望。
And fourthly, we'd like to talk about the short-term hope.
也就是一般人的盼望。
And that is a hope of most people.
最后来谈真正的盼望。
And lastly, we'll talk about the true hope.
也就是永远的盼望。
And that is the eternal hope.
那盼望呢就好像人的情感每一个人都有感情。
And the hope is like everyone's emotions, everyone has them.
每一个人都有理性。
And everyone has their logic.
可以思考。
And they could think.
所以我们其实每一个人都有盼望
And what is it that everyone hopes for?
我们早上一起床以后就是盼望能够喝到一口咖啡。
And we wake up in the morning, we hope to have a cup of coffee.
还是吃个稀饭，吃个早餐。
Or to have some breakfast.
吃个早餐以后，我们就希望做些来教会自己出去走路做体操
And after breakfast, we hope to either come to church or do some exercises.
所以其实每一个人在心目中都有个盼望。
And so every one of us have hope in their hearts.
盼望下一秒钟呢，我们还能够活着。
And we hope that in the next second we can still live.
盼望我们的明天呢会更好。
And we hope that tomorrow will be better.
我们盼望我们的子女呢比我们更有成就。
And we hope that our children will be more accomplished than we are.
我们盼望我们退休的时候身体还很健康。
And we hope that when we retire we're still healthy.
退休以后呢我们钱呢还是够用的。
And that after we retire we still have enough money.
这其实每一个人都是有盼望的。
And so every one of us have hopes.
所以盼望并不是说基督徒的专利。
And so hope is not a Christian exclusive.
这个盼望是神赏赐给每一个人隐藏在我们内心的。
And this hope is given to us by God into everyone's heart.
所以让我们人活着有一种动力。
And so that when we live, we have a motivation.
因为人活着，就是没有盼望的话，那就是没有动力
And if we don't have hope, then we live without motivation.
因为他将不知道要做些什么事情
Because we will not know what to do.
没有盼望就没有目标。
And if you don't have hope, you don't have goals.
要没有目标的话，我们到底要做什么
？And if you don't have goals, then what will you do?
所以整天就在那闲晃。
Then you would just wander around idly.
在退休的话，也要有目标
And so after we retire, we still need to have a goal.
在退休也要有一个规划。
We need to have plans for retirement.
所以很多机关、政府机关什么都在教导大家退休的规划。
So there are many government departments that will teach you how to plan for retirement.
不只是在谈说财务的规划。
Not only planning for your financial planning.
我们要照顾好身体
But we also need to take care of our body.
怎么来规划自己的退休生活，让退休以后能够过得像上班的时候一样有朝气。
And how do we plan for our retirement life so that we can still live an active life?
盼望呢是生命的泉源。
And hope is the source of our life.
假如没有盼望的话，那生命呢就没有什么意义
And without hope, our life is without meaning.
那所以很多没有盼望的人就是有钱的话也是生命很枯竭，他们很想走上绝路。
And so some people, even though they may have a lot of money, but if they do not have hope, they will look to end their life.
所以大家可能想不通有钱的人为什么会自杀
？So many people may not understand why someone with a lot of money would commit suicide.
有钱的人为什么会离婚、忧郁症
？And why is it that some people with a lot of money will get a divorce or have depression?
不是其他的原因
There's no other reason.
原因在于没有盼望。
The reason is because they do not have hope.
我们请看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言十章二十八节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 28.
箴言第十章二十八节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 28.
义人的盼望必得喜乐，恶人的指望 必至灭没。
And the prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked comes to nothing.
所以义人的盼望会得到喜乐。
And he says that the prospect of the righteous is joy.
因为他们的盼望是从神而来的。
Because their hope comes from God.
那为什么他们会喜乐呢？
Why is it that they will have joy?
因为他们是义人啊，所以盼望必能够得着。
Because they're righteous, so what they hope for, they will receive.
那是真正的盼望。
And this is the true hope.
所以他们把一生的赌注啊压在神的身上。
And so they gamble their life unto God.
那不是压在物质的身上。
And they don't bet it on the material things.
不是压在我们的房子。
They don't bet it on their house.
也不是压在我们的子孙。
And they don't bet it on their children.
而是压在神的身上。
But they bet on God.
那这种人，神就不会使他羞耻。
And so God would not allow shame to come upon these people.
神不会使他失望。
And God would not allow them to be disappointed.
那我们再请看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书十三章十五节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 15.
啊，罗马书对不起，十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
十五章十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 13.
罗马书十五章十三节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 13.
但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以义人的盼望，你看有喜乐啊，因着信。诸般的喜乐平安都会加给在义人身上。
And so the hope of the righteous will have joy, and all joy and peace will be given to them.
因为他这个才称为活泼的盼望啊。
Because this is the living hope.
那所谓的活泼，就是流动的。
And the living hope is moving.
那意思好像这个输送带上那个产品啊，是一个接一个。
And it will follow one after another.
所以义人的盼望将是一个接一个。
And so the hope of the righteous will have one after another.
啊，这个结束以后还有另外一个。
After this hope ends, there will be another.
啊，不是说啊一个就没了。
It's not that you have one hope and that was it.
啊，这两个以后啊就不知道怎么办了。
And after two, you don't know what to do.
因为这种是一个好像全员哈，我们刚讲过，判断好像是一个人的全员，内心的全员。
And so we have talked about the hope is like a fountain within a person.
因为他们把所有的啊。专注都放在神的身上。
And because they have put all their focus unto God.
神是活的。
And God is living.
所以盼望是活的。
And so our hope is also living.
是一个接一个。
And it follows one after another.
是永无止境的。
It will never end.
甚至于死后还有盼望。
And even after we die, we still have hope.
这个是真正的盼望。
And this is the true hope.
所以盼望是很重要的。
And so hope is very important.
盼望越大，精神就越好了。
And the bigger your hope, the more lively you will become.
因为盼望在支撑着一个人的精神一切的活动。
And because hope will sustain our life.
所以盼望越大，干劲啊就越强。
And so the greater your hope, the more motivation you will have.
你看他在工作上班啊，他假设希望以后有机会。升到总经理的话，那他一定是很认真工作的。
If a person wishes to become a general manager, he will work very hard.
好像这些网络的公司啊。
And for example, these tech companies.
比如说Google 啦，微软。
And for example, Google or Microsoft.
这些公司啊，都是保证他们的员工啊，你只要是很认真工作啊，甚至于一个星期啊，只要是工作八十个小时的话啊，你们将会有怎么样的报酬？
And they tell their employees, if you work hard, if you work 80 hours a week, you will have this kind of reward.
要给你多少的股票啊？
We'll give you this many stocks.
所以你看，员工都是很卖力工作了。
And so the employees work very hard.
为什么他们工作得很起劲？
And why is it that they work so hard?
一个星期工作八十个小时很累。
It's very difficult to work 80 hours a week.
但是他们不觉得累啊。
But they don't feel tired.
因为他们有一个很大的盼望。
Because they have a great hope.
所以盼望越大，这个干劲啊，又很多冲劲。
And so the greater the hope, the more motivation they will have.
那成就就越大。
And the greater the accomplishment.
因为有一个很大的 incentive， 就是刺激啊。
And because you have a great incentive.
有一个很大的激励啊。
And you have this great motivation.
所以盼望能够使一个人朝向正面的思考。
And so hope will bring a person into positive thinking.
因为他有希望，他有盼望啊。
Because he has this hope.
他盼望，我们都是盼望得到好处啊。没有人说啊，我盼望得到那些不好的 盼望车祸，没有人这样说了。
And we all wish for good things. No one would wish for bad things to happen.
一定说是盼望好事情会发生。
And we all hope for good things to happen.
所以盼望使人有个正面的思考。
And so hope will give people positive thinking.
那盼望也使一个人不畏困难，不怕困难。
And hope will cause a person to not be afraid of difficulties.
一定要往目标前进。
Because you'll strive towards your goal.
这个当中一定会发生困难的。
And on the way, you will encounter difficulties.
人的阻挡。
You will encounter obstacles from people.
那事情的不顺利。
And things will not go smoothly.
但是呢，有盼望的人他不怕。
But a person with hope will not be afraid.
因为他知道不能停啊。
Because he knows not to stop.
那停的话，目标就不能够达成。
And if he stops, then he will not achieve his goals.
那他的盼望就变成失望。
Then his hope will become disappointment.
失望以后也会变成羞耻的。
And disappointment will become shame.
所以真正有盼望的人
，So a person with true hope,
他不会停的。
He will not stop.
他会勇往直前。
He will keep on going.
所以这种的思考就是一种特质。
And this kind of thinking is a kind of characteristic.
这种特质啊，将会影响一个人的成败。
And this characteristic will affect the success or failure of a person.
那这种特质呢，就可以经得起人生各种不同的挑战。
And this characteristic will be able to withstand all kinds of challenges.
这种特质也会影响到他的下一代。
And this kind of characteristic will affect the next generation.
所以我们要我们的下一代比我们这一代的人呢、啊、过得更好的话。
And so if we want our next generation to be better than ours.
那我们就要培养一个活泼的盼望。
Then we need to have a living hope.
那今天呢，神就要给我们一个礼物。
And today, God will give us a present.
那就是有活泼的盼望。
And that is to have a living hope.
所以大家回去以前一定要得到这个礼物啊。
And so everyone, before we go home, we must receive this present.
只有我们有活泼的盼望。
Only when we have the living hope.
那我们就能够迎向美好的未来。
And can we welcome a better future?
那美好的未来呢，也将会延续到我们的子子孙孙啊。
And our better future will affect our children.
那第二个，我们来谈盼望在于神。
And second, we'd like to talk about that hope is with God.
因为大家听了盼望的重要性以后
，and after we know the importance of hope,
啊，都知道要有个盼望啊。
Then we know we need to have hope.
但是盼望从哪里来
？But where does hope come from?
是不是从我们的能力来
？Does it come from our abilities?
是不是从我们的自信心来
？Does it come from our confidence?
是不是从我们个人的意志而来
？Does it come from our own will?
哎，都不是。
They do not.
啊，请看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇六十二篇。
Psalm 62.
六十二篇第五节。
Psalm 62 verse 5。
诗篇六十二篇第五节。
Psalm 62 verse 5。
六十二篇第五节。
62 verse 5。
我的心啊，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
And find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him.
我们再请看七十一篇的第五节。
Let's turn to Psalm 71 verse 5。
七十一篇第五节。
Psalm 71 verse 5。
第五节。
Verse 5。
主啊，你是我所盼望的，从我年幼，你是我所倚靠的。
And for you have been my hope, O Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth.
因为神是他所倚靠的，那本身呢、啊、就是一个盼望。
And because we rely on God, so God becomes our hope.
再看十四节。
Let's turn to verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我却要常常盼望，并且越发赞美你。
But as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more.
做事的人，他提到盼望在于神，而且要经常盼望。
And the author of the psalm says that hope is with God, and we need to always have hope.
盼望不停止的。
And hope will not stop.
那么为什么这些人把他的盼望放在神的身上
？And why is it that these people put their hope unto God？
而不放在一些专家们的身上
？And they don't put their hope unto some experts。
不放在他自己父母亲的身上
？And they don't place their hope on their parents。
也不放在先生的身上
？And they don't place their hope on their spouse。
也不放在老师一些律师啊、医生的身上
，and they don't put their hope on lawyers or doctors，
而是放在神的身上。
But they place their hope on God。
那为什么神是值得信靠的
？And why is it that God is worthy of our dependence？
我们请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans。
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4。
罗马书第四章十七节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
十七。
17.
亚伯拉罕所信的是叫是那叫死人复活、使无变为有的神，他在主的面前做我们世人的父，正如经上所记：“我已立你做多国的父。”十八节。
Verse 18.
他在无可指望的时候能信。能有主指望，因信能有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。十九节。
19.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒到的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。二十节。
Verse 20.
他并且仰望、神的应许、总要因不信心里起的疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。二十一。
21.
并且呢，满心相信神所应许的必能成就，这是他盼望的由来。
And this is the source of his hope.
那也要成为我们盼望的由来。
And this also needs to become the source of our hope.
所以我们为什么每一天都有盼望？
And why is it that we have hope every day?
在每一天实际的生活当中每一个人都会碰到很多的难题
And in our everyday life, we encounter many difficulties.
那这些难题怎么去克服？
And how do we overcome these difficulties?
我们就是依靠神。
And we have to rely on God.
那为什么我们要依靠他？
And why do we need to rely on him?
我在小的时候我妈妈就常告诉我。
When I was young, my mother always tell me.
她说满是靠神她讲台湾话，说的凡事都靠神
And she always tells me, rely on God on everything.
真的，我妈妈不认识字。
And my mother is illiterate.
但是她知道凡事要靠神。
But she knows that she needs to rely on God on all things.
有一回她这个腿经常酸痛。
And there is a period of time where her leg is often sore.
那她的胃要不好，所以她假如吃止痛剂的话，又会伤到她的胃。
And her stomach is not well either, so if she eats painkillers, it will hurt her stomach.
所以后来她就觉得说，她干脆不吃
And so then she felt that she would not take the painkillers.
可是不吃的话，这个脚会酸痛。
But if she does not eat the painkillers, then her leg will be sore.
那怎么办呢
？And what will she do?
只好就依靠神
Then she will rely on God.
所以她要禁食祷告三天。
And she fasted and prayed for 3 days.
禁食祷告三天以后的有一个晚上。
And after she fasted and prayed for 3 days, there was one night.
她在梦到天使呢来搭拉她的脚。
And she dreamed that the angels came to pull on her leg.
哦，拉她脚拉三下。
And they pulled on her leg 3 times.
她睡醒以后就不痛了。
And after she woke up, it was no longer sore.
从此以后就不痛了。
And it was never sore again.
这个时候依靠神。
This is relying on God.
那当以人的立场想起来，这好像是天方夜谭呢。
And from the perspective of man, this may be a fairy tale.
有一次我还在费城还没当传道以前呢。
And once before I was a preacher, I was in Philadelphia.
有一年呢，费城教会接办了这个青年的神学训练班。
And there was a year when the Philadelphia Church hosted the NYTS.
结束以后要送他们去机场搭飞机
And after it concluded, we wanted to take the youth to the airport.
那我被安排的是那个弟兄大概是搭6点的飞机
And I was arranged to take a brother who had a 6 o'clock flight.
所以很早就要送他到飞机场
And so I need to take him to the airport very early in the morning.
那回来教会以后也睡不着觉
And after I came back to church, I couldn't sleep anymore.
那因为费城教会当时的这个餐桌是圆形的，那个实木的所以每个餐桌都很重的。
And so at that time, the Philadelphia Church's dining tables were made of solid wood and they're round, so they're very heavy.
那个储藏室是在讲台的后边。
And the storage room is behind the pulpit.
所以必须要把那个讲桌不然那个餐桌一直滚，滚到这个讲桌要滚上来然后再。滚到讲座后面的储藏室去储藏。
And we need to roll the dining tables up the pulpit and behind it and to put it into storage.
所以我就想说，反正睡不着觉就把这些餐桌把它收好。
And because I couldn't sleep, so I thought to myself I would put away the dining tables.
当我收完了以后
，And after I finished，
我才发觉，我的晚上也就是腰酸背痛的。
And I felt that my back was hurting.
哇，因为那个很重
Because the tables were very heavy.
还要每个都要滚上这个讲台。你看这个讲台有两个阶梯很高的，所以要往上推的。
And I need to roll it up the pulpit, up the steps.
那天晚上睡觉的时候。
And so that night when I was sleeping.
神就派遣天使来帮我按摩
And God sent the angels to help my back.
哇，那个背部很舒服啊。
And my back was relieved.
啊，我还问天主说，那多少钱呢？
And I asked the angels how much.
天主说不用的。
And they said it's free.
那我说一定要付给你钱呢。
And I said I must give you money.
所以啊，这个神会派遣天使来服务我们呢。
And so God will send their angels to serve us.
当然，在我们听起来好像是天方夜谭，哪有这回事？
And we may feel that this is a fairy tale. How could this have happened?
那是真正是我妈妈我自己的体验呢。
But this is truly my mother and myself's experience.
因为神会使不可能的发生在我们身上。
Because God will allow the impossible to happen to us.
我曾经遇过四位姐妹啊，她们本来都不能够生育的。
And I have met four sisters who cannot give birth.
那她们是想到亚伯拉罕的故事。
And when they thought about the story of Abraham,
亚伯兰到一百岁，他妻子已经九十岁，已经远远的超过生育的年纪。
And when Abraham was 100, his wife is 90, they were beyond the age of birth.
大家在25年前啊，神就应许他们要给他们一个孩子。
But 25 years ago, God has promised them to give them a children.
哇，他们一直等，一直等啊。
And they continue to wait.
我们一定说啊，没希望了。你看，不要说那。一百岁啊，就是当时神告诉他的时候，在那一年哈，就已经是没希望生育了。
And not even at 100, but even the year that God promised them to have a child, they were beyond the age of a childbirth.
但是圣经说啊，他的这种信心啊不软弱。
And but the Bible says that their faith was not weak.
他一直等，一直等。
He continued to wait.
等25年。
He waited for 25 years.
神的应许啊，终于成就了。
And the promise of the Lord was fulfilled.
这个时候是用亚伯拉罕的信心呢。
And this is the faith of Abraham.
他一直相信神所应许的必然成就。
And he believed that what God has promised will be fulfilled.
神是亚伯拉罕的神。
And God is the God of Abraham.
神是我们的神。
And God is our God.
神所应许要给我们一个活泼的盼望。
And God has promised to give us a living hope.
盼望不是过去式哦。
And this hope is not past tense.
不只今天会发生而已啊。
It's not just happening today.
明天也会发生的。
It will also happen tomorrow.
只要我们把握住神的应许。
As long as we hold on to His promise.
这个应许会发生在我们的身上。
And this promise will be fulfilled unto us.
甚至于他也能够使死人复活啊。
And he can even raise the dead.
那什么事情会比死更严重呢？
And what will be more severe than death?
难怪神都能够使死人复活了。
If God can allow the can even raise the dead,
那我们一般生活上的琐碎事啊，简直是对神来说是小事情啊。
Then all the minute things in our life is very small to God.
好像小孩子这样拿一个这个玩具啊，这个布娃娃很轻啊，这个叫小孩子去拿，他都拿得动的。
And just as the toy of a child, when you ask them to pick it up, it's very light; they can always pick it up.
那何况是我们大人。
And what and more so for adults.
所以我们生活上的琐碎是对神来说是非常小的事情。
And so the things in our life are very minute to God.
就是有一次啊。
And there's one thing.
有一个王后啊，耶洗别啊。
And there was a queen, Jezebel.
她放声啊，放声说要杀以利亚先知。
And she put out word that she wanted to kill Elijah.
害得以利亚先知非常害怕。
And Prophet Elijah was very afraid.
大家怕不怕？
And will you be afraid?
假如有那个不良帮派啊，说，我现在知道你的住所哈，那我随时会伤害你哦。
And if a gang says, I know where you live, and I will try to hurt you.
那你要给我10万块啊，10万美金呢、啊、
？You need to give me $100,000.
不然的话，你要小心呢、啊。
Or else you need to be careful.
啊，我们听了这个被威胁的信息以后，怕不怕？
And if you heard this threat, will you be afraid?
不怕的请举手。
If you're not afraid, please raise your hand.
有人威胁你啊，不怕的请举手。
And someone threatens you, if you're not afraid, then you can raise your hand.
大家都害怕。
And everyone will be afraid.
怕是本能的。
And being afraid is our characteristic.
但是这个事情呢，以利亚要被追杀，这个事情啊，在神的眼中看起来根本就没有这回事啊。
And but for Elijah to be killed in the eyes of God, there's no such thing.
所以当以利亚在诉苦的时候
And so when Elijah was complaining,
那神怎么样对他说
And what did God say to him?
神完全没有提到这个他有人追杀他的事情、啊、
And God never mentioned that someone is trying to kill him.
那可见在神的眼中、啊、并没有这个困难的存在
And so in the eyes of God, there was no, this difficulty does not exist.
可是在以利亚的眼中、啊、那是一种威胁、啊、对他生命的一种威胁
In the eyes of Elijah, this is a threat to his life.
那是存在的
And this does exist.
可是对神来说还不存在的。
But to God, it does not exist.
所以虽然是短暂的害怕。
And so this is a temporary fear.
但这其实对神来说没有那回事的。
And to God, this does not exist.
那换句话说，这个事情不会发生在以利亚的身上。
And in other words, God knows this will not happen to Elijah.
而且神能够使要发生的变成不会发生。
Because God will allow what will happen to not happen.
神可以使不会发生的发生。
God can cause what will not happen to happen.
因为我们的生活动作存留都在神的手中。
Because all our life and everything we do is in the hands of God.
所以我们只是依靠他。
And so we need to rely on him.
把我们的盼望放在神的身上。
And to place our hope onto him.
那没有盼望的人将会是怎么样的一种人呢？
And what will a person be without hope?
我们请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章的十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 12.
12节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12
那个时候你们与基督无关在以色列国民以外在所应许的诸约上是局外人并且活在世上没有指望没有神13节
13.
那从前你们远离神的人如今却在基督里靠着他的血得呀已经得清净了那这里说我们一般的人、啊、我们非犹太人都是被称为外邦人
And here it says that those who are not Jews are called Gentiles
因为我们不是以色列人、啊、这是确实的
And it's true that we're not Israelites
我们不那个不戴园丁的小帽子、啊、
And we don't wear a yarmulke
因为我们不是他们的民族、啊、
Because we're not part of this culture
这本来跟他们是没有什么关系的
And so we did not have any relationship with them
假如没有信耶稣的，我到现在可能还不知道有个人的名字叫亚伯拉罕呢。
And if I do not believe in Jesus, I may not even know that there's a person named Abraham.
也不知道有个人叫做啊所罗门王啊大卫啊这些人名都不知道的。
And I may not even know that there's such a person as King Solomon or David.
因为这些人这些故事、啊、离我们实际的生活是非常遥远的
Because to us these people are not part of our lives
所以是跟我们没有相关的
So they have nothing to do with us、
啊、这个约神跟他们之间的约呢跟我们也是没关系的
And the covenant that God has with them has nothing to do with us
那我们生活在没有一个指望当中、啊、
And if we live without hope
因为我们没有应许啊
And because we have no promise.
那神应许给以色列百姓，那是应许啊，那我们得不到。
And because God has promised Israelites, but these are not promises to us.
所以在神的眼中看起来，我们这些人就是好像游牧民族啊。
And so, to God, we're like wanderers.
在世界上漂流不定。
And we're just wandering around this world.
我们生活上就没有这个真正的目标啊。
We have no real goals in our life.
没有一个真正的追求的目标。
We have no goal that we're pursuing.
当我们所追求目标就是短暂的。
And all the goals we're pursuing are temporary.
大家都是在追求说明天会更好了。
You know, we're just pursuing that there'll be a better tomorrow.
那明天更好是基于我的钱财要多，我才有保障。
And our better tomorrow is based on having more money so that we can have security.
那基于我要有一个健康的身体，我才能够享受我所拥有的。
And it's based on having a healthy body so that we can enjoy what we have.
这是人生今生的盼望啊。
And this is the hope of our life.
而且把我的钱财还能够留给我的子孙。
And we hope that we can leave our wealth to our children.
但这些盼望都是很短暂的。
These hope are all very temporary.
因为总是有一天要结束的。
Because it will end at one point.
我们在银行的存款，我们也可能没有机会用得上啊。
You may not be able to use the savings that we have in the bank.
所以有人说啊，这个钱要真正用得上，才是属于自己的。
And so some people say that money, you need to be able to use your money to have it to belong to you.
啊，有一个人啊，他要离世以前啊。
A person before he departed from the world.
啊，因为他有很多的钱，有很多的股票。
And because he has a lot of money and a lot of stocks.
所以他在死以前，他就告诉他的儿子。
And so before he passed away, he told his son.
他说：“儿子啊，赶快把那个股票啊，那个股票的纸张啊，从银行的保险库啊拿出来啊，让我握在手上。”
And he said to his son, "Take the stock, a certificate out of the safe, and so that I can hold it in my hand."
啊，把银行的存款簿啊，那也让我握在手上。
And also give me my checkbook so that I can hold it in my hand.
其实那些对他来讲都没有什么意义的。
Yeah, but to him at that point, it has no meaning.
这个就是人生啊。
And this is life.
这个叫今生才有啊，今生有盼望的人。
And this is the hope of this life.
可是保罗说哈，我们作为一位基督徒
，But Paul says as a Christian，
假如只盼望在今生啊，那我们比其他的人呢更可怜。
If we only have hope on this life, then we're more pitiful than all the other people.
假如我们没有指望的话。真的很可怜。
If we don't have a hope, then we'll be very pitiful.
我们都是可怜的一群。
And we're all very pitiful people.
你不相信的话，大家为什么人家在家里面享受啊，喝咖啡啊，泡茶，看报纸啊
？You don't understand why the people can enjoy their life and drink their tea and read the newspaper.
还是哪边有啊？这个比较便宜的哈、啊，这个买一送一，在百货公司去逛逛街啊
？And they can always go shopping.
我们为什么还坐在这里呢
？And why is it that we're sitting here？
啊，听正道要不能够打瞌睡。
And we listen to sermons and may even fall asleep。
啊，坐在椅子上很辛苦啊。
It's very difficult to sit here for a long time。
不然大家可以躺着啊。
And we hope that we can lie down。
在家里面休息啊。
That we could take a rest。
啊，坐在沙发上。
And
看电视机啊。
We could sit on the sofa and watch TV。
假设没有指望的话，我们来这里真是很可怜呐。
And if we don't have hope, then it's very pitiful for us to be here。
我们。受苦，我还要开很远的车子来这里。
And we need to drive a long way to come here.
那到底是为了什么
？And why do we do this?
就是有一个更美好的盼望啊。
It's because we have a better hope.
那我们看圣经哈。
Let's look at the Bible.
然后请看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians.
第二章十六节
，Chapter 2 verse 16。
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章十六节
，Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 16。
但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们、开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神。这边提到美好的盼望。
And here it talks about good hope。
所以我们人假如只在今生有盼望是好，因为大家都盼望明天会更好了。
And it's good for us to have hope in this life.
盼望明天社会会更安全。
That we hope that tomorrow will be safer.
所以我们的生活会过得更美好，会过得更幸福。
And so we'll have a better life.
还盼望我们的子孙也会过得很幸福的。
And we hope that our children will also live a better life.
这个是很好。
This is all good.
可是不够美好啊。
But this is not good enough.
所以这边提到说美好的盼望。
And here it talks about good hope.
我们人生都在追求真善美。
And we're all seeking for what is true, good, and beautiful.
我们一般所认为美的哈，但是不一定是美啊。
And what we think are beautiful may not be truly beautiful.
所以这里提到美好的盼望。
And so here it talks about a good and beautiful hope.
那什么是美好的盼望？
What does it mean to have a good hope?
就是把这个盼望一直持续到永生。
And it is to have a hope that will last through eternal life.
将来能够进入永远的国度。
That we may enter into the eternal kingdom.
让我们的魂呢，让我们的灵魂呢，进入永远的安息，永远的快乐。
And so our soul may have eternal rest and eternal joy.
啊，那个地方是多么的美好呢
？And how good is this place？
我们先请看诗篇哈。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇十七篇。
Psalm 17。
诗篇十七篇。
Psalm 17。
十七篇。十四节
Psalm 17 verse 14
十四节诗篇十七篇十四节
Psalm 17 verse 14
主啊求你用手救我脱离世人脱离那只在脱离那只在今生有福分的世人你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹他们因有儿女就心满意足将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩留给他们的子孙在这种人他们觉得心满意足
And here, these people are satisfied.
当然觉得心满意足。是我的话，我也会觉得心满意足啊。
And if it's me, I will also be satisfied.
那这是一般人人生的盼望。
And this is the hope of most people.
但是这个还不够啊。
But this is not enough.
所以圣经这个作者告诉我们，我们要脱离这种的盼望。
And so the Bible tells us we need to take ourselves away from this kind of hope.
那一定有个盼望更好的。
And there must be a better hope.
他叫我们要脱离呀。
It says we must depart from this.
不然这个已经不错了。
But this is already pretty good.
财宝充满了。
That that were full of wealth,
啊，到处都是钱。
That you have money everywhere.
啊，房屋也住得很舒适。
And you live in a comfortable house.
而且还有钱啊，能够留给他们的子孙享用。
And you have money for your children.
啊，身体又健康。
And you have a healthy life.
这好不好啊？很好啊。
This is good. It is very good.
啊，但是有一个目标呢，比这个更好的。
But there is a goal that is better than this.
说要叫我们脱离，还有更好的嘿。
And so it says, save us from this. There's even something even better.
你看我们这个 beach 啊，日本那边有什么？这个游乐场所了，我们 Beach Avenue 是吧？那边不是有什么游乐场所？
And there's a
啊，叫什么名字啊？
Nuts.
哦，好，反正就是那边有了哈。
There's an amusement park on the Beach Boulevard.
好，那但是呢，还有一个比它更好的，对不对？
But there is one that is even better.
啊，在那个方向有个什么迪士尼乐园呢？
And there's a Disneyland on the direction.
啊，比那个更好啊。
It is better than that one.
啊，不要去那里啊，去那里啊，去那个迪士尼乐园。
And don't go to this this amusement park.
因为那里更好。
Because that one is better.
所以一定有一个更好的，才会劝大家说，哎，不要只留在这里呀。
And there must be a better one for us to say, don't linger here.
在十五节。
So in verse 15.
十五节是真正聪明的人。
In verse 15 are the truly wise.
因为他说，至于我，我不在意中见你的面，我醒了的时候得见你的形象，就心满意足了。
He says, I in my righteousness, when I see your face, when I awake, I will be satisfied in seeing your likeness.
你要去迪士尼乐园才能够心满意足，我不用了。我留在家里也可以心满意足，也可以享受。在我家的后院就已经不错了。
You may need to go to Disneyland to be satisfied, but I can be satisfied by just staying home.
去迪士尼乐园要花钱啊，这个门票可能要100块啊。
If you go to Disneyland, you need to spend money. You may need to pay $100 for the ticket.
啊，我拿一张椅子哈，在家的后院呢，享受阳光，享受你看果实那么多，有无花果，有这个芭乐哈，哎呀，想吃的时候就去摘一两个来吃。
And I could take a chair and sit in my backyard, look at my fruit trees, and eat them, and be satisfied.
这个就是享受啊。
And this is also enjoyment.
这不需要花很多钱啊。
I don't need to spend a lot of money.
啊，十五节更是这样子，不需要花钱，跟物质没有关系的。
In verse 15, we do not need to spend any money and have nothing to do with materials.
这个就是圣经要我们去追求的。
This is what the Bible wants us to pursue.
鼓励我们去追求的。
It encourages us to pursue.
那为什么看到神的形象就能够心满意足啊？
And why is it that when we see the likeness of God, we'll be satisfied?
好，我们来看启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelations.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelations 21.
第一节。
21 verse 1.
二十一章第一节。
Revelations 21 verse 1.
又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。这个海啊，就指着我们现在所生活的这个世界。
And the sea refers to the life that we live in today.
所以有人说，人生像苦海。
And some people say, life is like a toiling sea.
也就是一般的生活了。
And that is our normal everyday life.
那现在有个新天新地。
And here there's a new heaven, new earth.
那新天新地从哪里来呢？
Where this new heaven and new earth come from?
第二节说，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降。
In verse 2 says, I saw a holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God.
所以新天新地等于新耶路撒冷从天而降，因为这是平行的字句。
And so this new heaven, new earth is this new Jerusalem that comes from heaven.
那再来看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝座中出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。第四节
Verse 4.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事已经过去了。这个就是一个新天新地。
And this is the new heaven and new earth.
所谓新天新地，那里呢，没有死亡，没有悲哀、哭啊、疼痛。
In this new heaven, new earth, there is no death and no mourning.
好不好啊
？Is this good?
想不想去啊
？Do you want to go?
羡慕羡慕啊
？Are you envious of this?
啊，大家是不是无动于衷啊
？And are you not moved?
想不想去
？Do you want to go?
哎，想啦，对不对？你看，没有疼痛哎。
Of course we do, because there's no pain.
有时候你要会肚子痛啊，头痛啊。
Sometimes you may have stomach ache or headaches.
啊，腰酸背痛啊。
You may have back aches.
有时候你的心也会痛啊。
And sometimes your heart will also have heartaches.
这子女怎么母亲节啊都没有打电话来啊
？And you may think to yourself, my children did not call me on Mother's Day.
啊，让你的心很痛。
And this causes you heartache.
母亲节那一天，怎么子女讲这种话，让我很伤心
？Why did my children say such a thing to me on Mother's Day to hurt my heart?
父亲节怎么没有打个电话来？
Was that they did not call me on Father's Day?
你也会伤心啊。
You will have heartache.
有时候你会被朋友的话所伤到。
And sometimes you may be hurt by the words of your friends.
这个也会痛的啊。
And these will also be painful.
落地的痛，心也会痛的。
And you may have physical pain or emotional pain.
啊，悲哀。
And you have mourning.
悲哀包括哀叹。
And mourning also.
Just sighing.
And sighing.
你有些时候，唉，一声啊。哀一声啊
！You may sigh once in a while.
好像这个 iPhone 是哀哈，都是哀的。因为现在都要靠它，没有它的话，好像是生活不能够生活一样，也是很悲哀的。
And you may also be very dependent on your electronics, and without it, you'll mourn.
什么 iPhone 啊 ，iPad， 这就是很哀的。
And these iPhones and iPads will, without it, you will mourn.
连上厕所都要带它，没有它的话，不能够。上厕所的
you may even need to take them with you into the restroom.
吃饭好不容易啊，因为太太出去吃饭，哎，两个人在自己在看 iPhone， 没有交谈。
And you may go out to a meal with your spouse, but you're all just looking at your electronic devices.
啊，因为女朋友出去吃饭也没有交谈，大家看自己的 iPhone。
And you may go on a date, but then you're also just looking at your phone.
所以你说是不是很悲哀呀？是不是哀呀？真是很哀的。
And you may think that this is, isn't this very sad?
啊，神要擦去我们的眼泪。
And God will wipe away our tears.
你看好不好啊
？Isn't this good?
好，再看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
那做宝座的说啊，看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说你要写上，因为这些话是真实，是真实的，是可信的，真的哈，有那种世界。
And there is truly this world.
那种是很快乐的一个世界了。
And this is a very joyful world.
所以保罗形容的好的无比呀。
And so Paul says this is better than anything.
那个就是人生啊，才是真正最后的盼望。
And this is a true hope of our life.
圣经说哈，所看见的事情都不叫盼望了。
And the Bible says that everything you see is not our hope.
谁会看见啊？盼望那个所看见已经知道的事情。
And no one will hope for something that they already know.
就是还隐藏在背后的。
And there's something hidden behind this.
那一个才是真正盼望。
And this is a true hope.
那个盼望它会实现的。
And this hope will be fulfilled.
因为这是从神来的应许。
Because this is a promise from God.
新天新地啊，已经降在人间。
And this new heaven, new earth is already in this world.
所以我们现在都可以享受得到。
That we could enjoy this today.
不是说未来的世界死了以后才能够享受得到的。
This is not a world that we can only enjoy after we pass away.
所以神赏赐给我们应许的圣灵。
And so God has given us the promised Holy Spirit.
就是让我们先尝天国的滋味。
It is for us to taste the experience of heaven.
好像我们到 Costco 去的时候，有些时候他会有这个。try 啊，对不对？让我们尝试一些产品啊。
And for example, when we go to a Costco, they will have some samples for us to taste.
所以有的人就大概中午啊，他都不用吃饭，不用煮饭啊，去那边吃这个吃那个哦，那就饱了。
So during lunchtime, some people may not even need to eat; they just go taste the samples, and they'll be full.
那个东西就是你还没有买以前，先让你尝试看看。
And these things are things that they will let you sample before you buy it.
所以我们说应许圣灵就是还没有进入天国以前，先让我们尝试看看天国的滋味。
And so the promise of the Holy Spirit is for us to sample the taste of heaven.
所以透过圣灵，我们可以尝到没有悲哀的滋味。
And so through the Holy Spirit, we can taste what it's like to be without pain.
尝到没有眼泪的滋味。
To taste what it's like without tears.
尝到没有疼痛的滋味。
To taste what it's like without pain.
甚至尝到没有死亡的滋味。
And to taste what it's like without death.
尝到神的永恒。
To taste the eternity of God.
所以很多人祷告，经过很长时间祷告，一个小时还是一个小时以上。
And so, so some people pray for more than an hour.
啊，这些人被圣灵充满的时候
，and when they're full of the Holy Spirit.
一个小时对他来说好像是几分钟而已呢。
To them, an hour may only be a few minutes.
因为他祷告说进入灵里。
Because in their prayer, they've entered into the Spirit.
好像跟神在面对面说话。
It's like they're speaking face to face with God.
那个时候他头脑就被圣灵充满，被圣灵充满了，所以他的头脑。没有说啊，等下去 shopping 啊，等下买一双衣，要赶快去啊，不然时间来不及啊，到十二点就结束了。
And at that time, their mind is filled with the spirit. They would not think about going shopping or an offer that's expiring soon.
因为他整个就是被神的灵所充满。
Because they are filled with the Holy Spirit of God.
这时间过得很快，他没有时间观念，他没有时空。
And the time will pass by very quickly because they have no sense of time.
那个时候就进入永恒，就没有死亡。
And that time, they're entering into eternity and entering into a life without death.
就是他祷告两个小时，他起来以后觉得，哎，好像是几分钟的事情而已啊。
They may pray for 2 hours, but when they get up, they'll feel like it's only been a few minutes.
所以透过圣灵祷告，一个体验哈，这种神的永恒。
And so through the praying the Spirit, you can experience the eternity of God.
是真实的，这实在的。
And this is true and faithful.
所以我们等一下有祷告。
And so later on we'll pray.
大家可以体验。
And you can experience this.
这是我们永远的盼望。
And this is our eternal hope.
这个是神的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
这是神的祝福。
And this is the blessing of God.
所以神不断要让我们在今生有盼望。
And God will allow us to continue to have hope in this life.
这是一般人拥有的。
And this is what the normal everyday people will have.
不只是我们的专利啊。
Is not exclusive.
但是作为一个基督徒的。
But as a Christian.
我们会超越这一个。
We'll go beyond this.
还有一个更好的盼望。
We'll have a better hope.
所以圣经说美好的盼望。
And it was the good hope that the Bible mentioned.
就是能够进入那新天新地。
And it is to be able to enter into this new heaven and new earth.
唱诗363。
Let's sing hymn 363.